Everybody watch us tonight.
Everybody watch us tonight.
tonight. Welcome to Ozcast, episode 6.
Ep 6,
we made it over the hump.
Sorry, I know I'm supposed to stop doing that. We did get root beer floats before.
We did. We had big root beer floats.
We had giant sandwiches and root beer floats.
We ate a cartoon meal. It was almost Scooby-Doo-esque, I would say.
Yeah.
I do love the idea of just being like a guy who's tries to aspire to be more like Scooby-Doo. Eat big sandwiches.
I keep telling my mom that I'm going to get a tattoo of a Dagwood, which, if you don't know, is the technical term for a Scooby-Doo sandwich. And it makes her so mad.
Andre, you can't get a Scooby-Doo sandwich tattoo. Don't worry, folks. That's going to be the last impression I do all show. This is
my mom.
This is not an impression episode. This is not like last episode.
It's like last episode in the sense that we did not like the thing.
We're on a string of not liking the things that we're watching.
We might have to emergency do Garland next week.
We can't emergency do Garland. That's not how this works. No. That's true.
Garland's reserved for like F100.
Yeah, that's when Elon comes on. We're going to have to find something that is good, but also maybe we'll never watch anything good ever again.
Maybe Oz gets good. Maybe once every 5 weeks we can watch Oz and it gets good.
We're going to get Stockholm Syndrome with it, so we're just going to be like, something we know.
I hated the first episode. I'm already like, please give me, please.
I need to see more Dennis from 30 Rock.
Yeah.
This episode we're talking about the 1985, do I have that correct?
Yeah, 85.
1985 film Return to Oz, directed by Walter Murch, the illustrious editor, sound engineer,
guy, yeah.
Writer of In the Blink of an Eye, a Cray book on editing, still editing out Andre's burps. Thankfully, I read that book, that's why I know where to cut out the burps and where to bring it back.
You're welcome to Birch or whatever his name. Munch?
Walter Murch.
Murch.
It's a good book. It's a pretty good book.
You know, if Walter Murch was alive today, he'd go, I'm a munch or whatever. He'd eat pussy. Right?
Is that what that means?
I think so.
I'm a munch?
I thought at first it was just fans of Ice Spice, but I think it's fans of Ice Spice who also want to munch her is the thing.
That makes sense, I think. I started reading Inherent Vice, and in about 15 pages in, he goes to a massage parlor, the main character. And they're like, hey, you want the pussy eating special? And I was like...
That's in the movie. That is in the movie.
It's interesting when you engage with, like, work that is, like, very highly lauded and regarded. And then you get to it, and it's just, like, straight up a guy being like... Pussy eating.
When I read The Godfather, there's a whole part of The Godfather where they talk about how Sonny Corleone's dick is so insanely large that he had to marry a woman with a weirdly large vagina. And then after Sonny dies, later in the book, they're like, she got surgery to fix it.
Wow. So that's the kind of vibe we're coming at Return of Oz with. Maybe a little reflection on something you think is normal. It's gonna flip you on your head.
It's a little spooky.
It's a little dark and twisted. It's a horror movie, some people say.
If you're a baby.
Those people are not us. This movie was very boring and not scary in any way. If you were scared of this, I would implore you to maybe not read The Monster at the End of This Book, which is, if you're not sure what that is, it's a book where a Grover is telling you, don't turn the page. That one will really scare you if you haven't read it.
We'll get to it in Ozbits, but I was reading reviews from like full, like grandparents who were watching this with their grandkids, and they're like, I had nightmares for days. And I'm like, you guys were alive during like Jim Crow.
You saw the nuke get dropped?
Yeah.
Oh, it's nothing compared to Return to Oz.
The Wheelers. Sorry, God. We did. I'm floated up. I'm carbonated.
So before we really dive into this, I've got a little bit of a new segment here.
Oh!
It's called The Wonderful News of Oz.
Wow!
The Wonderful News of Oz. We're going to talk every week what's going on in that wonderful world we call our world, in the franchise of Oz.
It's important to keep up to date.
So
stay abreast.
First, a little bit of news. At the Rose Bowl, they did a little Wizard of Oz drone light show.
Oh, wow, really?
That's pretty. Yeah, it looks pretty neat,
I'd say. What a stupid thing to do at the Rose Bowl.
There's Dorothy.
Who gives a fuck? Why would they do that at the Rose Bowl?
The Rose Bowl, if you're not positive, I want to say is the, like, Super Bowl for college football?
It's part of the college football playoffs. If you win the Rose Bowl, you're on the way to going to the national championship. Yeah, it's like a very important college football game.
Yeah, so they did the Wizard of Oz there. You can see they have Toto and Dorothy in the lights, Cowardly Lion, the Wizard. That Wizard actually is pretty cool.
Because
it kind of looks like the Wizard.
Again, it's cool, but if I was at the Rose Bowl, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Why is the witch here?
Who was in the Rose Bowl this year? It was Ohio State versus Oregon. Ohio State fucking creamed the Ducks. 41-21.
Go Ohio!
Imagine being a fucking Oregon fan. You get bedazzled by... Oh, maybe because of Wicked. Maybe that's why.
Probably Wicked. Oz is hot right now.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why we have this podcast.
You get bedazzled by this drone show. You're all hyped up and then... Your short little quarterback, little baby Dylan Gabriel,
sitting on the edge of the couch.
That's how I always sit. I always
you don't sit on need the
edge. Yeah, but I don't know. Little baby Dylan Gabriel gets his butthole creamed. Anyway, what else is in the news?
Then I have one that maybe a little bit of news here from March 7th, 2 days ago, about maybe a new book that. Maybe it relates to a little bit of bimetallism.
What?
Loretta.
What?
What?
What do you mean it relates? Go on. I'm just excited.
Loretta Peerdeck's new book called The Oz Code.
What news site are you on?
Local news, Memphis local news.
Memphis local news, folks.
The Oz Code, an allegory on isolationism, it posits the question, what if the Wizard of Oz wasn't just a story? The Oz Code uncovers the hidden truth behind the beloved tale, linking its characters and events to real historical figures and moments of the 20th century. Discover the twist that kept these connections secret for decades.
So the author of this book, if you look at her picture, she's going to go ahead and be like a school nurse type
looking woman. She's from DePaul.
Can you go ahead and make her the cover of the episode, yeah, maybe?
This old woman. but real quick, let me see.
Also, you can't write a book about this, and then the cover is Dorothy, Scarecrow, and the Tin Man, and like, it's like a cartoon of the Wizard of Oz. Like, it looks like it's another Oz book.
Yeah, it looks exactly like it was a fictional book about Oz. I don't specifically see that it says bimetallism, but it argues that it serves as America's answer to the epic narratives of other civilizations. She connects, blah, blah, blah. This is not really saying anything. Wow. Well.
Sorry, they just traded DK Metcalf to the Steelers.
It's one of those episodes. Anyway, it doesn't tell us the specific mythology about this book. It says it's about isolationism, but I think it's more likely that it's about bimetallism. And if she doesn't touch on it, it's not like that's something we discovered either. That was like a famous article that I read
from
about
like
bimetallism.
'60s.
So she's better be talking about it. But
she's
it's
not
good,
doing her research. If
it's
she
good to know
it.
That there's a new bimetallism book. I would say that book rates 2 out of 2 on the bimetallism scale.
You haven't even read it.
We will not be reviewing it. I will not be reading it. It will not be an. She will be a guest on the episode.
What's her name? Dorothy.
Loretta Piedert. Dorothy Tronch.
Loretta Piedert. Loretta Piedert.
Peerdeck?
Loretta Peerdreck, I think.
I have no clue.
Loretta Peerdreck, if you want to come on to Ozcast, you know where to find us.
You know where to find us.
You're coming on so much, but we're going to have to cut this.
I know. This is just for us. Anyway, that's
even the part where I said we're gonna have to cut this, and you say it's just for us, but cut everything before
and this part.
Yeah,
that's all from Loretta
Pie Dirt.
She's a friend of the show. That's Oz news. They did Oz stuff at the Rose Bowl, and there's a new bimetallism book.
Rose Bowl was also months ago.
It was an article from 2 days ago. I don't know what to tell you.
The Oz beat writers are fucking stretched.
No, it's an article from today. From today.
Wow. The Oz journalists are really just...
Review. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, the drone lights.
Oh, they need to... It's a review. That's why. They need to think about it.
The Rose Bowl on Saturday night. Wait, no. Saturday... Rose Bowl was yesterday. Rose Bowl
The
Hampshire,
Rose Bowl, I promise
is,
you...
This is something else. This is something else.
What is it?
I don't know. 1 second. Now we have
wait,
a...
Wait. There's a... they do the Rose Bowl at the Rose Bowl Stadium. Maybe... Was the light show just at the stadium, maybe? I was thinking it happened during the game.
I don't know.
It was probably just at
the... Drone in the skies over the Rose Bowl, Hampshire. This is not... This is a different place called the Rose Bowl in England.
Sorry to all those Oregon fans about the Dylan Gabriel comments.
I should have read this article better. I skimmed it. We've got a lot of stuff to... We have to watch a movie for this. They use 3D shapes.
Stop going on about the Rose Bowl.
The current tour continues with shows in Nottingham, Cardiff, and Durham.
Wow.
So... If you're in any of those
If you're in Durham or Memphis with Pie Dirt.
Or DePaul. She's from DePaul.
She's from Iowa?
No, DePaul, where Trevor goes.
The college?
Yeah.
What do you mean she's from DePaul?
She said she had a BA from DePaul.
Oh, wow.
Alright, well, that's the Oz news. Let's get cracking on Return to Oz, because we had to cut at least 5 minutes.
Of us talking about some bad...
You don't need to say what it was.
You guys can think about whatever you want to think it was. Whatever dirty thing you think it was.
Alright, so let's get to this week's topic. We have about 16 minutes of unusable content.
Right. So we watched Return to Oz. So basically the plot of Return to Oz is 6 months after the Judy Garland movie... Dorothy, like...
Or not, maybe. It's kind of a mix of the book
and the Garland.
Movie.
So Return to Oz, it starts about 6 months after the Judy Garland movie. Dorothy is having trouble sleeping because of her adventures in Oz. And Anne M...
It's Watchmen. I remember what it was.
It was Watchmen.
It's Watchmen. The show is a sequel to Watchmen, the comic book. But not Watchmen the movie.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Anyway, Aunt Em and Uncle Henry decide to give this little girl electroshock therapy.
They're like, this little girl's not sleeping. Shock her. Electrocute her.
That's another thing. What's her name? Dorothy is a little girl.
She's like maybe 8 or 9.
Yeah. I know she's supposed to be young in the Garland movie, and she looks like she's about like 17, but she's really supposed to be like 13 or whatever. But in this, she is genuinely like a small child,
and she's ugly.
We'll get to it later, but there is a part where a witch calls her Mid. Basically,
they're like, "You're pretty, but you'll never be hot."
Yeah.
So they go to electrocute her, and then they tie her up, and then they're like, we're going to electrocute now. And then a storm comes, and a girl comes and unties Dorothy from, like, the electroshock therapy. And then they run away to, like, a river. Dorothy, like, falls in the river in, like, a crib.
Yeah, that was weird. The, like, crib boat.
And then
boat.
Wakes up and is like, oh, my chicken's here.
It's talking to me.
My chicken was in the crib with me, thankfully.
Yeah. Belina.
Belina the chicken.
The wickedly talented.
You know Belina is my wickedly talented pick for this week, boy. I love Belina the chicken. I do have an interesting note about Belina the chicken, actually.
Right, go ahead.
This is a little Oz trivia, or Ozia, if you are freaky.
Yep.
If you're nasty.
Trivia Oz.
In the book, this movie is an adaptation of the second book, The Land of Oz, and the third book, Ozma of Oz. It's kind of an amalgamation of both of those stories. Mm. In the third book, Dorothy has a chicken named Bill, but it's a girl chicken. She's, and when she gets to the the land of Ev, not the land of Oz. I'll talk about this later, too. She's like, oh, you can talk now. And the chicken's like, yeah, my name's Bill. I'm a girl. And Dorothy's like, Bill's a boy's name. Your name's Belina. And the chicken's like, no, my name's Bill. Like, call me Bill. It's my name. And Dorothy's like, no, your name's Belina now.
Dude, Dorothy's dead name's Bill.
Kind, but, like, gives her a new name? Yeah. And I was like, what is this?
That's weird. They don't do that in this movie.
In this, she's named Belina. Belina. Which is, like, in my mind, I'm like, that is good, because it was just random. Like, it was just, like, Dorothy's being mean to her chicken for no reason.
I'm sure if you read that in, like, 1897 or whatever, you'd be like, this is the funniest shit I've ever
read. It's a girl chicken who thinks she's named a boy chicken name. Foolishness.
I'm dead, by the way. I died.
I died.
I just died. I went to the doctor and they gave me...
I got a paper cut. They shot me in the head.
They gave me landed cocaine and I died.
I have a cough. Take some coke. Take some cocaine. Eat some lead. Melt down some silver. Pour it on your balls.
Drink silver.
Drink silver. It's the only thing that cures you.
Right. So now she's in...
So she goes to... We're going to have to summarize this whole movie because there's people who haven't seen it. And thankfully nothing happens in the movie. So
it'll be quick.
So she wakes up in the land of Oz. Everything looks exactly the same. Same color grade as the normal world. It's not technical. It's not really interesting.
Nothing pops.
She's really in the forest. She's in just like a forest. Well, actually, she wakes up in the deadly desert. And they're like, this desert will kill you. And she's like, all right, good thing I'm on step away. I'll just step out.
The exact edge.
So she just leaves the forest. And then she like steals a lunch pail from a tree that grows lunch boxes, which I liked. I liked that.
That's like right at the start, right? And that was when I was like, oh, okay, they're really doing like Wizard of Oz stuff. Like it felt like the Garland movie for like 4 minutes. I was like, that's like whimsical. That's fun. And then after that.
And then she's just in a forest. She's just walking through like the woods. And then she's like, we're in the woods. And again, 6 months since the last. Obviously, time in Oz can work differently. It's fine. Yeah. And then she sees her old house, and I was like, oh, so they're in, like...
Munchkin Land?
Like, where's all the Munchkins? Where's all the houses? Like, it's not even like, oh, this is a ruined town. It's just like, house,
there's nothing
woods,
there. Yeah.
House, forest, doesn't look
like
anything.
If they're trying to imply that Munchkin Land was there, Munchkin Land would have been there, like...
A million years ago. Like, no remnants of anything at all. Which is really strange. And then... You know, then she walks, just like finds the Yellow Brick Road. It's like, oh, it's kind of messy now. It's like all broken. Just walks to the Emerald City. Takes her about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Also, another thing, like we said, nothing fucking pops in the, like the woods. I'm thinking about the woods on the Garland movie and like how, like, it's obviously a set and it's fake, but it looks so like interesting and like whimsical. And in this, it's just fucking like our backyard.
Yeah, I was like, I know these woods. These could be shot. I could shoot this, like, by my house. Yeah. This is just the woods. And then she walks to the Emerald City. It's all, like, broken and fucked up and crumbling. Everyone's been turned to stone, except for the Wheelers.
The Wheelers.
Probably the most famous part of this movie.
Yeah, this is the part that most people are, like, scared of.
They're like, that's scary!
And at first I got it, because they come in and they have this, like, weird mask thing. And I was like, oh, that's like, their face. That's weird. They're, like, human robot things with, like, grinning faces.
But they're just helmets.
And then
they take them off immediately.
They take them off immediately and they never put them back on.
People always use the same shot to be like, this is the scariest shot of the movie. And I'm like, it's... Because they don't wear them. They just look like normal people for most of the movie. And they're just like guys with wheels on their feet who are like, yeah, we're Wheelers.
It'd be like, imagine if you were watching Halloween and Michael Myers turns around and he's wearing the Shatner mask and then he takes it off and he's just like a normal guy.
And he's got like some black makeup on his eyes and he's like, hey, I'm going to get you. I'm going to kill you. I will. I really will. And they're like, all right, I'm a little scared of you. And then a robot comes to Michael Myers and is like, leave. And they're like, I will. I don't worry about it. I really will.
That's true. We're jumping ahead a little bit, but after TikTok beats them up, they literally are like bitches. They're like,
they're
livestock. Yeah.
Anyway, so Dorothy is scared of the Wheelers. She runs away and finds a robot named TikTok. Funny name. It was named 100 years ago. True Oz freaks know about True TikTok True Oz freaks already. Know
about TikTok.
And hey, she,
it's the only TikTok I use.
Yeah, me too. I'm not. We're canceling that segment from the last week. TikTok Talk of Oz. I don't want to do it again. I didn't like it. So
it's cut, bitch.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want.
You're cut.
You did not. You know what? You're fired.
Oh.
You're fired.
I almost didn't even do it, guys. I honestly wasn't even thinking about it. But Dylan is, of course, imitating that.
That
lecherous.
That wickedly talented.
That lecherous old cad. The Cheeto in the White House.
Oh, we're 6 for 6. You're fired. Me to TikTok of Oz. You're fired.
They shot me in
You'll
the air.
You'll be gone in a Scaramucci, as they say.
Right.
That's 2 weeks.
Hey, TikTok, why didn't you say thank you?
Say thank you.
Nah, fuck Zelensky, though. I don't care about that guy.
Hey, not to get political on here, but we're purely centrists on here. We love centrism. We love fence-sitting.
Blue sky.
Blue sky. Not making decisions. No action.
I use both. I use blue sky and Twitter.
I'm using Threads. Threads is back.
Mastodon.
Man. Mastodon, what is that? Some kind of bug?
I think it's an elephant.
Right? It's like a dinosaur. Yeah, an elephant. You see they brought back woolly mice because they're trying to bring back woolly mammoths?
What do you mean bring them back? What are they going to do with those?
Eat them, man. That's dinner, man. Woolly mammoth float?
That's good eating.
That's a lot of meat in there. So there's meat on that bone.
That's
man.
Pure protein.
Woolly mammoth meat is sweet, man. It's buttery.
Oh, dude. They
a
got...
woolly steak and a pappy glass of pappy.
Woolly steak. Nice hairy old hunk of meat.
Hairiest meat you'll ever eat in your life.
Conditioning my steak?
Dude, rubbing it?
Yeah.
Have you ever dry aged a steak or whatever? No. I got really into.
Don't you need like equipment?
To yeah, do I got really yeah. into watching videos about how to like dry age a steak.
I always see that guy. What's his name? Guga.
Guga. Yeah. I love Guga. Guy, want to get Guga on the show? I love Guga. He's always like, we age a steak for 1,000 days.
I was watching that guy's videos and I watched like 4 in a row. Where he was like, we put a steak in mayonnaise for 4 years or whatever. And then at the end, he's always just like, it was good.
It was pretty good, I think. And he has his friends try and they're like, yo, Guga, this is a good steak. And he's like, I told you.
I look like a baby.
I'm big.
I look like Bobby Kelly.
I look like Bobby Kennedy. Chappaquiddick, folks. Chappaquiddick.
He's still Chappaquiddick.
Trump on Chappaquiddick. It was a beautiful.
It's a beautiful lake.
Beautiful lake. Beautiful car. Fast car.
Dead woman.
Couldn't take edges very well. Couldn't take the turns.
All right. Where are we in the fucking plot of Return to
Power? Trump on Chappaquiddick.
He said he wouldn't do any impressions.
Trump almost doesn't count as an impression.
It's current events.
It's current. It's almost the news.
It's resisting.
This one, I feel like every tangent we've gone on has been gold. or silver.
Oh! There's some metals in this.
There's two metals I do have to draw attention
TikTok
to.
TikTok is copper.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Oh, okay.
We're early on. We're still like halfway through the plot. We've never done like the whole plot of a movie before, I feel.
Right, because the last movie we watched was Steam Engines, which like, again, almost nothing happened, but somehow less so, and then a 10-minute movie.
Yeah. So it's our first real movie. This is our first real movie.
That's true. This is the first real. We didn't love it, but it's a real movie. Love it or hate it, it's a real movie.
Famous movie. No shade to Sean Patrick O'Reilly, who is next week's guest.
Ah! We should. I guarantee we can get him on if we email him.
Easily. Anyway, so then that's the end of my notes. So those are not going to be helpful because we stopped taking notes about halfway through.
I probably got some more.
So she finds TikTok. It's a robot who can think and walk and speak. His name is TikTok.
Because you got to wind him up.
And he's like, hello, Dorothy. The Scarecrow I'm a little bit of an impression.
Yeah.
But he's more, he kind of has a Mexican accent. We've noted a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, like a,
he's like, hello, Dorothy.
Yeah, like a, yeah, like old school.
And he's
like,
got a mustache that like goes up and down when he talks. He's like, hello, Dorothy. It's weird. The Scarecrow sent me here to save you.
His design is like almost like John Blimp. Like,
who's that? Who's that?
So, or maybe it's General Blimp. I don't know. General Blimp is like a famous character in like British like literature. It's like a cowardly general from like the British military. But he's like this fat guy with a mustache.
Let's look up General Blimp. Are you thinking of Colonel Blimp, pal?
Yeah, Colonel Blimp.
All right. Well, 1 second. I got to find Colonel Blimp here. Yeah, he's looking a little bit like Colonel Blimp. I think it's entirely possible he was based on Colonel Blimp.
Like, he's got, like, a, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's got, like, a British, aura to him, like a fat British soldier. He's yeah. got, like, a doughboy.
Yeah, a little, he's a little Churchill-y. Yeah. Like, he's got the World War One hat.
Yeah.
Where he's like, hello, Dorothy, but let's then, go into the thing with
sorry,
the guy.
Sorry, I'm adding Colonel Blimp to my watch list. It's already there.
Well, and that's next week, brother, man. We're doing Colonel Blimp. So then the TikTok man, TikTok, goes and fights the Wheelers
right,
real quick.
Right, right, right.
And then Dorothy's like, hey, why is the fucking entire world shitty as fuck? And then...
they, like, interrogate a Wheeler.
Yeah, the Wheeler's like, see Mombi, see Mombi. And they're like, what? He's like, ooh, ooh,
go,
ooh,
go see Mombi.
See Mombi, I'm a little baby, I'm a Wheeler. Ooh, ooh, ah.
See, this is a part where I would like to pause, because, again, like, in the Garland movie, that would be like the next like 20 minutes, right? It's like the journey to go find Mombi. In this movie, it's like she lives next door. She lives in the Emerald City,
and they're like, oh well,
there's a giant palace in the middle of the Emerald City.
So they go to Mombi's place, and book lovers, you're gonna be upset. They're not adapting Mombi in this. They're adapting
The head princess.
They're adapting Princess Languidere, okay. Who has 30 heads in her cabinet. This is like, it is 30, I think, in this, actually.
Yeah.
So it's Princess Languidere, but they've given her sword to Mombi, who is obviously in Land of Oz, the second book.
Mm.
That's why I said it's kind of an amalgamation of both. They're mixing things because she does trap Dorothy, and then Dorothy finds Jack Pumpkinhead,
right,
who is in the third book, but is really more of a character in the second book. And then they build... Dorothy's trapped, and they build the Gump.
Right.
To get out of Gump. Mombi's
and
house.
And again, for all you people who haven't read the book, the Gump is basically like a flying couch with like a moose's head attached to it.
Yeah. Also, Jack Pumpkinhead is just a guy with a pumpkin head.
It's
on
fucking him. Scarecrow.
It's the Scarecrow, but if he had a pumpkin head, he's like, I was born 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. And
he
like,
keeps calling Dorothy mom.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know who my mom is. Can I call you mommy? And it's like this. And Dorothy's like, yes. It's a little creepy. Dorothy has to escape from Mombi at one point. She has to like steal a key to get the life powder. And this is where we get Mombi without her head, which is another thing people are like, this is the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. Maybe if it was shot like it was supposed to be scary, but it's more like, oh, this is kind of like adventure-y, like,
yeah,
you know?
I will say, I think this is the closest I got to like getting the tour because it's the old look, pretty much the only time in the entire movie where I did genuinely feel like there was some semblance of like danger for Dorothy. Like every other, like the Wheelers are like scary because they look weird or whatever, but they literally can't do anything to her. They don't have arms.
They're just rolling around.
Like, the desert, again, she's like, this is the desert where you step in it, you die. But then she's, like, right there. She can just take a step over.
In the book, the whole thing with the Wheelers are like, oh, yeah, they're trying to intimidate you so you don't eat their lunch. Like, that's why, and then...
okay, so that makes the lunch pail tree makes more sense.
TikTok is also like, yeah, if you're just like, hey, get away, they'll be like, yeah, we're not going to bother you.
That's so. Another thing. TikTok is not, like... an intimidating, he's like a little fat robot who just like,
yeah, he's very slow, but he's supposed to be it's a faithful adaptation of him. I really do appreciate it,
but that's what I was like the Wheelers are not dangerous if TikTok can take care of
them. TikTok like, hits him with a bat in the book,
right?
He just like whacks him on the head and they're like, hey, leave me alone. But yeah, so then they escape from Princess Mommy. They build the Gump, which is two sofas, some leaves and a moose head. And they fly around, and then they're like, let's just fly directly to the place we need to go.
One cannot simply walk to the Gnome King's Mountain, am I right?
Yeah, you just have to get a gum.
That's Lord of the Rings for all you nerds.
Yeah, Lothar, as we call it.
Yeah. No, I've never watched those movies.
I've seen the first two.
I've seen the first one. I haven't watched the other ones.
You hear they're making a new Gollum's coming to your house?
Oh, that's
new
right.
New experience. Gollum's going to come to your house and steal your lunch.
I'm glad they're doing that because the video game was such a success.
Yeah, they're riding the highs of Gollum. Everyone loves Gollum.
The Gollum video game was certainly not one of the worst pieces of shit I've ever played in my life.
It's good. It's fun.
It was on sale on Xbox for literally like $2. I was like, at that price, it's probably fine, right? And I was like, nope. Still bad.
You can't let him trick you like that.
You like Gollum tricked me.
So then they go to the Gnome King, who's like a king made of rocks, and they like immediately land there, and he's like, hey, yeah, come in. Yeah. I got the scarecrow, by the way. I kidnapped the scarecrow. And Dorothy's like, can I have him back? And he's like, yeah, just go into my hall of knickknacks and guess which one he is. And she's like, all right. And so then they go in and they like start guessing, and Dorothy's like, I think it's this green emerald, and it was.
Well, hold on. Because Dorothy goes in last. Before her, there are about six characters that go in with three tries each, and none of them thought to pick the fucking emerald. The Gnome King goes on this long fucking monologue about how he's angry at Scarecrow for stealing his emeralds, and then there's a giant hunk of emerald in the knickknack room, and no one thought to pick it.
No one picked that one.
And then they pick it, and he turns back into Scarecrow, and he's wearing a fucking crown of emeralds. I'm like, come on, guy. No one thought to pick, especially TikTok. Fucking smart ass TikTok.
TikTok couldn't think of that. TikTok, use your brain, pal.
Yeah.
In the book, what happens, and not to spoil the book for you
right.
more.
No, it's fun.
Also, in this movie, it all takes place in the land of Oz. In the book, it takes place in the land of Ev. It's like the neighboring land of Oz. So the Gnome King isn't like, I'm going to ruin Oz. He's like, I'm the king of my area of another country.
Okay.
You're all up in my shit. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I was, because from what you told me, the Gnome King is much more, like, reasonable in the book.
Yeah, he's cruel but fair. He's like Judge Dredd.
Okay.
But, you know, and you know Judge Dredd's catchphrase.
I'm Sylvester Stallone.
I knew you would say that. That's his catchphrase in the Stallone movie.
Wow.
He says it only in the Stallone movie. He goes, I knew you would say that.
Did you ever watch Demolition Man? What the fuck are these three shells for?
I am the law!
How do I wipe my ass with these three seashells? It's probably Demolition Man
hits. Stop! Or my mom will shoot!
Dude!
That one's good.
Right, so true.
Cruising. That one's Pacino.
I don't think Stallone's cruising.
It looks like him on the cover, but it's not.
Dylan Mulligan. That's the classic.
I get a free one.
It's a classic Dylan Mulligan.
Anyway, so then they figure out it's Scarecrow. The Gnome King turns into like a giant guy and tries to eat them. But in the book, Belina the chicken is asleep under the Gnome King's chair. And the Gnome King doesn't realize she's there. And he's like, damn, it's so good that I turned everyone from Oz into something green. And they're like, yeah, he's talking to one of his servants. And he's like, it's kind of weird that you did that. What color did you turn everybody from the land of Ev? And he's like, orange. And Belina's like, all right, good thing I was listening. And then they just go and they like pick all the things. And he's like, how did you figure it out? And they're like, I'll never tell. But and it's like kind of funny because they kind of like outwit him.
Yeah.
In this, they just guess.
Dorothy literally closes her eyes, spins around, and bumps into a giant emerald. And she's like, I'll pick this one.
And then they leave, and everyone, she gets her shoes. The Gnome King, who is also changing from like CGI, like stop motion rock to like. Just like part of the wall to like a guy with gray makeup on.
Well, he's like, if we kill everybody who knows about Oz, then I'll become a human.
Why does he want that?
I don't know.
He's rocks. He's made of rocks.
He seems so much more powerful as the Gnome King.
What is
rocks.
He gonna be the only human?
Yeah.
He killed everybody.
That's right. And he was about to kill the witch, about to kill Mombi, so he would have just been alone with his rocks, I guess.
And Wheelers, I guess? But, like, he would probably have to kill them, too, to become a human.
I can't overestimate or over-exaggerate how few things there are in Oz. It seems desolate.
It is. There's nothing there.
And we, like, joked about that in Steam Engines, but for what Steam... Like, I got the impression in Steam Engines that there was, like, other stuff. They just didn't really have the budget to, like, show it. Like, there were munchkins. Yeah. There was, like, a city with, like, classes of people.
But it's something that we keep, I feel like we keep bumping up again against when we're looking at Oz stuff. Because I'm like, there just, like, feels like there's a lack of, like, text society. About, like, society in Oz. There's, like, well, there's four different countries, and why are they different? And Baum's like, one of them's blue, one of them's yellow. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's, and I'm like, there's no culture, there's no, like, really...
And yeah, maybe this is just, like, because, I like most people, I feel like the first thing you see of Oz as a kid is the Garland movie, and that does have, like, there's a munchkin society, there, like, the Emerald City feels like a fucking, like, a genuine city.
Yeah, they go from, like, society to society. Society,
yeah.
And they have to, like, go through the wilderness to
get... Yeah, and even the witch and her monkeys feels like a realm and stuff, and that's just, like... even the Gnome King doesn't feel like he has, like, subjects. He has, like, one henchman.
Yeah, he's got, like, a bunch of, like, rock face... Like, rocks with faces.
And even that... I feel like that was the same guy just, like, doing a different... Yeah. Like, I didn't feel like it was, like, multiple...
Yeah, it's...
Goons or whatever.
It was strange. It's, like, he doesn't really give off the impression that he's, like, ultra-powerful.
No.
You know? He's just like, nah, I just control
all of it. It's... It's this, like, this guy vying for control of nothing.
Of yeah, like, you're gonna be, like, oh, no, Dorothy is gonna make me not be in control of nothing. There's no servants, there's no...
It's like in, like, a, like, the joke of, like, bad, like, supervillains where they're like, I'm gonna destroy the world to take it over or whatever. Like, there's just nothing to get there.
Like, why would you do that? Who do you want to be in charge of? Nothing?
The Wheelers who suck? They use the Wheelers as wheels. They use them as slaves for chariots. That's their only use.
Yeah.
Because they don't have arms.
But so, because of that, I feel like there's just this thing with Wizard of Oz where it's like, even in Wicked, where there's like, yeah, there's like a mayor or whatever in Wicked, and there's like a one university. But that begs the question, I'm like, is there one college? There's one college in Wicked and that's it?
Yeah, I haven't seen Wicked, so I don't know the ins and outs or whatever. But even then, like, I mean, I've never seen it, so I'm just guessing, but it feels like Hogwarts-like almost, like everyone coming from all these areas to go to, like, the witching school or whatever.
But, I mean, hey, Harry Potter heads know, in Harry Potter, they're like, there's a bunch of different schools.
That's true, yeah.
But in this, I'm like...
And you got, you got Anthony Chopsticks, the Chinese wizard. And Jeremiah Goldblatt, the Jewish one. And Daquan Hip Hop.
And maple hockey syrup, the Canadian wizard, and hamburger McFrench fries. You've got luau pig. Just the worst names ever. Fucking
chick. It is. Obviously, J.K. Rowling sucks for all the anti-trans stuff, but it is very funny that, like, one of the most accomplished writers in the world or whatever is still just so bad at that shit.
And I'm like, look, names can be hard. Like, that's
fair. Can it? How about instead of naming the Asian guy Chris Chang or whatever she named him, just name him, like, fucking Jeffrey Hoskins. Done.
Jeffrey Hoskins, in parentheses, the Asianest man in Hogwarts.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then Dorothy frees everybody. I kind of forget how she... Oh, Belina lays an egg in the Gnome King's mouth and he's allergic to eggs.
He's allergic. Obviously. Eggs are poison.
They don't explain it in this, but in the book they're like, oh, because egg is like the representation of like a living thing.
Okay.
And the rock is like, oh, we're scared of living things.
That makes so much more sense.
Yeah. So like, it's kind of like, oh, it's the idea of life. As opposed to the idea of a rock, which can't live, can never live. And in this, he just goes, eggs are poison!
Yeah. It's like, you ever see Hellraiser?
Yeah, in kind of the same cadence as last week when they went, so why the fuck do you have AIDS?
Yeah, it's like a Jesus wept moment.
But
with the stupidest line.
Eggs are poison! And then he just dies, and then they're like, Dorothy gets his shoes because he was wearing the ruby slippers.
I forgot to say that he was
wearing the ruby slippers, and he's like, "Hello, Dorothy, I'm wearing your ruby slippers."
Literally on his feet.
on his feet. And that's when he goes from being a wall to a person. He becomes a person. He's like, look, I got ruby slippers on. And then I don't remember seeing Dorothy grab the slippers. She's
I might have missed it.
But she's wearing the slippers. She's like, I wish for everything to be fine forever and it's all good and take me away from here.
And then Ozma comes in and she becomes Queen of Oz.
Yeah, and then Ozma comes in who's not in the rest of the movie.
Right, wait, hold on. Because I think she's the blonde girl.
She's the girl who unties Dorothy
from the asylum or whatever.
She unties Dorothy and then she shows up at the end and Dorothy's like, yeah, you're the queen. And she's like, yep, I'm the queen. I'm Ozma. Which makes no sense. In the book, it makes a lot more sense. And then
because she's supposed to be trapped in Mombi's castle, but then she's also going between realms and stuff, and then she's crossing over into Kansas.
How'd she get to Kansas?
And I don't know if you picked up on this, but before they go to Oz, when she is in Kansas, she's almost like a ghost. She goes through doors and stuff.
Yeah, she's magic. She is magic. And then which doesn't make any sense at all. And then she's like, you're the queen, and then they make TikTok look awesome.
Right, they polish him
they
up.
They glow up TikTok. He's polished. He looks like C-3PO. Yeah. He looks cool as hell. Makes me mad because he didn't look as cool as the rest of
them. I realized why I was mad at the end now. Because I was watching the end. I was like, they're doing the Star Wars medal ceremony.
Yeah, that's what it was. They were like, everyone's so nice. And the Cowardly Lion's there, and the Tin Man is there, and the Scarecrow are there.
And Dorothy says dick all
to
them. She's
just like, I'm glad we're all here. And they're just standing in the background. And I was fucking whatever.
That's again why this movie is so peculiar, because it is supposed to be, it's a combination of books 2 and 3, but it is also trying to be a sequel to the Garland movie. I mean, they have the ruby slippers, which as we know is a copyrighted thing from the Garland movie. There's it's made by Disney, who originally had the rights to Wizard of Oz before they sold it to MGM or whoever. But then fucking nobody you like or care about is in it from the fucking Judy Garland movie.
Yeah, it just doesn't really feel like an adaptation. Or it doesn't really feel like a continuation.
Kids, no.
Because nobody is in it and none of the things carry over. There's no wizard. There's no mention of the wizard. There's no Glinda. There's no Wicked Witch. I know she's dead, but there's no Wicked Witch. There's no I'm the daughter of the Wicked Witch
right,
or something.
Yeah.
Which I know is, I don't want it to be just nostalgia bait. But I'm there's just nothing. The Wizard of Oz, the Garland movie, don't watch this. There's nothing here for you.
I don't want it to be nostalgia bait, but also if this was nostalgia bait, I'd at least understand it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get the purpose of it.
If you were making this and you were we're doing Return to Oz, I don't think, unless you were we are legally obligated to adapt books 2 and 3,
right.
I don't think you'd be well, but we need the gum.
And especially because this is Disney, again, Steam Engines was weird, but I was oh, this is just a guy who likes Oz a lot, making something. Yeah. But the fact that Disney is making this peculiar, liminal, boring,
so boring
film.
So then she goes back to Kansas, but she can call Ozma whenever she wants.
Yeah, they have a mirror that talks to each other.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
We are approaching 50 minutes.
Yeah,
so
we gotta get to everything.
We can get into the other segments. That's the whole movie. If you want some more technical review of it, you can probably go to our letterbox. Maybe we'll put that in the description or whatever.
Yeah, it'll be on the Patreon too. extended up on the Patreon, unedited episode.
the blue cut. Director's cut, EP6.
Ozberg, where are we ranking this? I think this is pretty...
It's tier 3, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's well known in the sense of oh, yeah, I watched that as a kid.
There's definitely a generation of elder millennial bordering on Gen X who this is nostalgic for, but I think that's it. My parents don't know it. My little brother doesn't know it. Probably a lot of people in our generation don't particularly know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I would say if you were a very certain target of people would know it and appreciate it, but it's not really it's not even Dark Crystal level
no.
Oh, that's good actually.
Yeah.
I would rank it definitely below The Wiz because The Wiz is better.
Also, The Wiz is even as a joke, it's known. People are they have Black Wizard of Oz. That's a thing people will say.
I cannot wait to do my Richard Pryor.
Do you have a Richard Pryor impression?
I'll save it. Okay, Osberg, I think rank 3 is a great place to put it. Donkey meter.
Half? There's horses.
There's at least one horse.
There's a couple of horses. There's carriages. They use the wheeler as a sort of like a livestock.
Yeah, I'm going to go with...
I don't think it's 0, but it definitely can't be
point
1.
One.
Point 1 sounds good. Meter. Point 1 seems fair.
Bimetallism meter, we've got Tin Man. Barely in it. We've got TikTok. TikTok's gold, Tin Man's tin.
TikTok's like a copper, but...
Yeah, he's gold hued.
Yeah, sure.
So I would say that's at least two
medals. That's two medals. That's all you need.
Tin Man doesn't say shit.
But he is tin.
But he's tin and he's in it.
That's two medals.
And that's the Oscars guarantee. You're going to see a movie with two medals in it.
2 out of 2.
The nausea meter, I would say maybe a 1 out of 5.
Yeah, like, not a lot going on.
Like
here.
That part where she's falling, I was like, this isn't. I don't love this.
But that was cool, too. It was interesting.
But I was like, oh, it's a little weird. It's a little wonky.
Yeah.
You might be scared, crying. It's a little bit
maybe
of nausea.
Maybe if you're a baby, this is more nauseous for you. But as adults,
it was fine. 1 out of 5. Folks, let's get to Osments. Let's read some reviews of this movie. Let's read some Osments.
This is going to be a good one today, guys. You could go ahead with whatever you got first. We'll alternate.
How about a sequel to The Wizard of Oz, except there's no songs, none of your favorite characters return, and everything is fucking terrifying. 4 stars. In my mind, I'm like, yeah, that sounds
bad. Like bad.
Sounds bad. I don't want to watch that.
Sounds boring, and that I would get almost nothing out of it as a fan of the original.
Except not, everything's boring and terrifying. Are you in?
I'm going to take a little bit of a departure. I will do some reviews later, but right now I'm looking at the IMDb parental guide section of Return to Oz. Under violence and gore, this parent wrote, Dorothy kicks Mombi in the shins when trying to escape from her. And also, Mombi whips the wheelers to make them go faster. She said there's mild violence and gore in this.
She's whipping the wheelers. You can't do that.
You can't do that. That's mild violence and gore. It's too much.
I got a tweet here from Glenn. Guys, maybe there was a public safety reason why Return to Oz has been sealed in the Disney vault, and perhaps we shouldn't go blithely letting it out again to wreak its unholy psychic havoc, like we're a bunch of idiot teens in the first act of a horror film.
What are you talking about?
Guy's never had sex in his life.
That guy's the biggest pussy I've ever heard of.
What if we watch a movie? I'll be too scared.
I've always disliked guys like this, but in the past week when I've delved into the unspeakable maw of Blue Sky, they've become, like, my most hated guys. It's just, like, they're so unoriginal. Everything they say is just a post they saw. Like, they don't know how to make a sentence that isn't based on the structure of a post or a stand-up bit or something.
It's like, am I crazy to think this? Just say what you say. I would think twice about fighting a guy like me.
Okay, so again on the parent section, under alcohol, drugs, and smoking, this parent wrote, the Gnome King can be seen smoking a pipe at one point. So don't let your kids watch this if you don't want them smoking a pipe like the Gnome King.
When the Gnome King smokes that pipe, his eyes go bright red.
He has the reddest eyes. Gnome King smoking the ganj.
I was like, that Gnome King smokes that, and he's like, hey, Dorothy, you can leave. I don't even give a fuck.
Dude,
man.
I bet he got the munchies, am I right?
Dude, Dorothy, can you bring me, like...
Funyuns?
Can you bring me a Cheetos?
Taco Bell?
A little bit of Taco Bell? I'm the Gnome King. He's high. He's high out of his goddamn mind!
He does look super high.
I got a review here from Josh Trank, director of the movie Fanforestick.
Okay.
The ultimate litmus test of personal taste. How about you litmus my balls,
bro?
Shut
up, dude.
Return to Oz was a dark fantasy risk no one expected. Guy who made the worst movie ever. Guy who literally made a movie where he was like, the Fantastic Four... Go to another universe. Actually, Fantastic Four 2015 is kind of like Return to Oz because they go
it
to...
sucks.
Yes. Because it sucks and they go to another planet and it's like a dead world and it's super boring and there's nothing there. And they were like, oh, we were going to have Galactus, but we cut it out. So there's literally nothing there.
Great, thanks.
And they just walk around a dead planet, and they're like, this place sucks.
Thanks, Trask. What's his name? Trank.
Josh Trank. Good luck on that Boba Fett movie, buddy. Heard you just got offered that in 2016. I really hope you get to make
it. Dylan's throwing shade at
Josh. Fuck you, Trank.
Fuck you, dude.
Fuck you, pal. Chronicles sucked ass. Chronicles good, but that one scared me as a kid. The movie Chronicle, you ever seen that?
Yeah.
I cried like hell when I saw that. I was so scared. I was like, they're flying and killing each other. Oh, my God. All
right, so under this is the one where it gets really intense. Under frightening and intense scenes, this parent wrote, the villainous Gnome King and his army of claymation rock monsters are frightening, especially during the final sequence when they chase after the protagonist. So if I was making the movie, I would make it so that the Gnome King doesn't chase Dorothy because it's scary.
Too scary, pal. Also, all the pictures of the Wheelers that people are using, they're in broad daylight. Right. These could not be brighter out. They could not be, like, less of a scary setup for filming or environment. They don't even really seem scary.
And again, like, I do get it when they first appear and they have the fucking weird mask on, but the masks go away so fast.
Yeah, they immediately are like, hey, look, we have real faces. This one, I kind of have a good comment.
Okay.
Somebody said, yeah, no, it was totally not in her head, which I do agree with. And then somebody replies with, the Wheelers are nurses at the hospital because they're wheeling her in.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I didn't catch that.
That's interesting.
And the hospital is added in this. It's not from the books. And I was like, that's actually
right,
pretty cool.
And of course, the Gnome King is the doctor. And
yeah,
the
Gnome King's
the witch.
Doctor. The witch is the nurse. The mechanical man is the machine.
Yeah.
But I was also like, but the mechanical man... It helps her.
But yeah, TikTok is good.
TikTok's good. And
maybe they're saying that maybe it's pro electroshock. Maybe if she got the shock therapy.
Obviously TikTok like it obviously TikTok is that machine because he's like, look at us. That's fave. And I was like, yeah, that's setting up TikTok. But like, to what end?
Yeah.
And then the Wheelers and the stretcher have the same sound effect. That's what he said.
Okay.
I was like, oh, that's actually really cool. Glad that somebody had a good comment on this. And then he says, there's definitely reason to believe it was all in her head. I think that's entirely fair. She could just be crazy. She does see Ozma at the end in her mirror, but hey, look.
Hey, here's a review from Dale Risher. 1 star, 4 years ago. If you love the 1939 MGM movie The Wizard of Oz like I do, then don't watch this movie. I had to pause the movie about 5 minutes after Dorothy got to Oz and vent to the wall about the creative choices that the filmmakers made. So this guy is an insane person.
Pissed.
He paused the movie and yelled at a wall.
pause! Ah!
Firouza Balk is all right as Dorothy, but she's no Judy Garland.
No siree.
Firouza Balk is also a 7-year-old girl. a major factor here is that Firouza was significantly younger than Judy when she played Dorothy. All of her new and old friends from Oz are puppets, which I think made it harder for Firouza to act. We should ask Firouza Balk that when we get her on the pod, if the puppets were hard to act with. But the sets in this movie bore no resemblance to anything from the 1939 film. Plus, it's not a musical. That sucks.
Yeah, that sucks. Chill. It doesn't matter. It is a little weird that there's, like, no even idea of, like, she tries to sing and nobody else does. Maybe that'd be a little on the nose.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're going for, like, oh, it's dark and twisted, I'd be like, yeah, have her sing, but nobody else is in. And
right.
Everyone's like, what are you doing, Dart? I'm like, that's kind of interesting, I feel.
All right. I think I got one more here. If it wasn't supposed to be about Oz and the main character had a different name, then perhaps it could have had potential. So this guy wants it to be a completely different movie.
It's based on 2 books that are based on... They're Oz books. I'm completely sorry.
I don't even know how this movie would work if it wasn't Oz.
You know what? They could have made it Tip from the book. They could have actually done a faithful adaptation like I want. I'm the only person in the world who wants this. Instead of making it Dorothy, make it be Tip, who... Loyal listeners would know is the main character of The Land of Oz.
Right.
And loyaler listeners would know. Well, I don't want to spoil anything.
this is going to be a long episode. Oh, wait, we got stuff to cut. It's fine.
It's still going to be long. I'm done with Osmond.
So I got one more. This is my last one. This one's good. Dominique Hughes says, 2 stars. This version of the Oz, the nothing like the Wiz.
Nothing like the Wiz.
That is their exact sentence.
How could
sentence?
They make nothing like the Wiz?
This version of the Oz, the nothing like the Wiz. The Wiz is better than Return to Reality Oz. The Wiz has singing and dancing. I wouldn't highly recommend this one because it's not good as The Wiz.
Yeah, it's probably not good as The Wiz. If I had to say if it was good as The Good Wiz, probably not Good Wiz.
Not Good Wiz. It's not good as Wiz.
Where's Glinda in this? Where's Glinda in this? I just kept... Why didn't they... They could have been like, we killed Glinda. And I'd be like, oh, fuck.
That would be crazy, yeah.
I sit on the throne of the bones of the wizard. What the fuck? The wizard's locked up.
Yeah.
Like, he is in the fucking steam engines, even.
Right.
Where they're like, oh, the wizard, they got him. And he's like, the gnomekin's keeping the wizard prisoner. Yeah. Not in it.
Not in it.
Not mentioned.
I can't... this movie is not worse than Steam Engines. It's definitely a better movie than Steam Engines. But I can't believe... that a movie made by fucking Seamus O'Dunnery or whatever his name is like a better Oz movie than Return to Oz.
And I'm like, this is kind of a faithful adaptation of parts of two books.
Sure.
However.
They don't do anything.
It's bad and boring and I didn't like it. And I'm not even saying those books are good books. You know that thing, I'm a big comic book guy, but I always say, just because something's comic accurate doesn't make it good.
Right.
There's a lot of bad comics.
Sure.
And just because Superman split into two guys once, and one was red and one was blue, doesn't mean they should ever put that in a movie.
Yeah.
That's what I always
They gotta put the pink kryptonite into a movie.
Jimmy! Jimmy! You're looking lovely today. You're looking simply divine, Jimothy.
Do you want to watch RuPaul's Drag Race with me?
Do you want to go to the movies with me? I hear Call Me By Your Name is out.
We could reenact a scene, Jimmy.
All right, let's do Smut or What, baby.
Okay, Smut or What?
Smut or What? That's the theme song.
Yes.
Smut or What?
Third installment.
Okay. Are you ready to get down and dirty with Smut or What?
So the first story is called Toto's Transformation.
Oh, no.
Dorothy, after defeating... Dorothy, after defeating the Wicked Witch, explores the witch's castle and finds a spell book. Using the book, she accidentally turns Toto from a playful terrier to a daring, muscled wolfman. Toto immediately claws off Dorothy's clothes, and the two engage in a, quote, steamy lip-locking, spit-swapping love match. Oh. After Toto fills Dorothy with his seed, so much that she is immediately impregnated, he returns to his lapdog form.
Immediately impregnated.
The second story...
Anything can happen in Oz.
The second story is called Dorothy, My Pretty. After being imprisoned by the Wicked Witch of the West... Dorothy finds herself infatuated with the witch and unable to deny her sexual desires because the Wicked Witch cast the wrong spell on Dorothy. Dorothy, like a bitch in heat, begins to rub against the iron bars of her cage with her clit. The witch opens up the cage and the two go at it like quote-unquote winky savages.
She does rule the winkies, that's important to remember.
The two are in the process of coming... when the Tin Man, Cowardly Lion, and Scarecrow interrupt and kill the witch, much to Dorothy's dismay. The last story is called Wicked Plans. The Tin Man and Scarecrow enjoy a romantic picnic together. After Scarecrow offers Tin Man a drink of oil, Tin Man instead remarks that Scarecrow should oil him up. Scarecrow then takes the oil to Tin Man and lubes up his metal cock. When Tin Man is ready... he takes an apple from the picnic basket and uses it as a ball gag as he fucks Scarecrow for hours. They both come 7 times.
They both come 7. Okay. I'm just going to go with my gut. I think it's the last one.
You think it's Wicked Plans?
I think it's Wicked Plans.
Dylan has... fail!
No!
This installment of Smut or What? My story was Toto's Transformation.
I should have gone with Toto.
See, I threw you for a loop because I put quotes in that one. I put furry stuff in that one.
And just like, it made me want to not think about it. I pushed it out of my head immediately.
It had cumflation. It had all the markers.
Being instantly pregnant.
It had all the markers of a classic fan fiction.
Yeah, it really did. That was great work. I'm glad to be done with that. I'm going to have to wear the crown of shame. Yeah. Crown of Oz shame. All right, well, that's Smutter What. That's, I lost this week.
That brings his all-time record to 1-2.
I'm hanging in there. Hey, look, that's enough for Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Is it 1-2?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's like you know, if I had a batting average of three.
Right, yeah, that's true. In baseball, 30% is good. Stupid sport.
We had our new segment at the beginning. We had the wonderful news of Oz, so that means we get to go straight to our the original segment.
Fortune cookie.
I think last week I might have forgotten to name this segment. The Wonderful Wisdom of Oz.
Oh! Yes. That's a great name.
That was really good. That's good. Fortune cookie. Yeah. Oh. Wish upon the next star you see for luck the next day. Well, Dorothy in this actually saw a shooting star, and that was what brought the key that brought her to Oz. So.
Right. Right.
Maybe you should wish upon a star. Maybe you'll go to Oz.
Mine says, enthusiasm attracts others. I would say Dorothy's enthusiasm maybe attracted TikTok or whatever, but she's not enthused. This movie, again, quite boring.
She has almost no emotion.
She almost never seems like she's in danger, never really reacts to anything.
Always, she's a kid. I'm not blaming her. I'm blaming the movie.
Always just kind of like, whatever. Like, I remember there was this one part where the Gnome King is, like, observing Dorothy, and he's like, how could she do this? She's so powerful. And the whole movie, she's just, like, bumbling around, like, whatever, I guess we're flying around now.
I got a gump, I guess. Yeah, and she also, she does the same thing to find the Scarecrow at the end. She just guesses. Yeah,
she guesses.
Yeah, it's whatever, I guess. I guess the lesson, we always try and talk about the lesson. Lesson of this movie is, don't get electroshock therapy, or do.
Do, I think the lesson is do.
Do get electroshock therapy.
Because again, the electroshock machine is TikTok who helps her.
Yeah, and it might be scary, but do it anyway.
She went on this whole adventure because she didn't get the shock therapy. If she listened to her doctors and got shock therapy, she would have been able to sleep.
I feel like she should have been electrocuted at the end. That should have been a part of it. It was like, oh, you could get electrocuted or something. That I feel like would connect it back. Maybe that's a little too on the nose.
Right.
But I'm like, it just wasn't like really important at all.
No.
At the end, she was just like, you have to guess.
I don't get, why couldn't they just be like, we're sending Dorothy to like an orphanage? Or why did she have to get shock therapy?
They wanted to fix her. They wanted to make her go to sleep. Just give her brandy. Just get her drunk.
Wait, that's another thing. Because back then, if they were like, we're having trouble sleeping, they'd be like, give your kid whiskey. Laudanum, yeah. Opium. They were always giving kids opium.
And she's just, she keeps being like, I think Oz is real. And they're like, you fucking moron. I'm like, she's 8.
Yeah, that's another, she's a little girl being like, I have an imaginary friend. And they're like, fucking throw her in the loony bin, stat.
And like, look, Aunt Em is going through a lot. They gotta like build a house and shit. But then they go, once she finds her, they're just like, we built the house, by the way.
We did it.
We fixed everything.
You were gone for a day and we did everything.
Thankfully, we did everything while you weren't looking, Dorothy. Everything's fine now because of no reason, I guess. Now, do you know what it's time for?
I believe.
I declare.
That it's time for the wickedly talented performance of the week. I do not remember who went first last time. I think I went first last time.
So I could go first.
So you could go first.
Just give me one second. I have watched a good number of things. But I would say that if I was going to give it to one, it would have to be to Willem Dafoe in To Live and Die in L.A. I watched it last night.
And of course, he's Emerald.
He's Emerald. He's green.
In Spider-Man.
Looks like it's you who'll be green, Gobby. Green with envy from me and my cool girlfriend.
So true.
That's what Spider-Man says.
Right. So how is To Live and Die in L.A.?
To Live and Die in L.A. is awesome. It's crazy. I liked it way more than French Connection.
Nice.
I liked it better than The Wiz. I liked it better than Brave, too. It's better than the movie Brave.
With the Scottish girl?
Yeah, it's better than them. I liked it more than that.
All right. It's good enough.
But Willem Dafoe is really cool, and he plays a bad guy.
Nice.
But he's young. He's only 30 years old, which for Willem Dafoe, Willem Dafoe is young. Yeah. It was 1985, soundtrack by Wang Chung.
Dude, that's why we started with Wang Chung.
That's why I started with Wang Chung, if you didn't know.
If you're watching this episode backwards, that'll make sense.
You'll be like, oh, right, Wang Chung. It's a great movie and great performance from him. He's unhinged in it.
Nice, nice. Yeah. My wickedly talented performance of the week.
Oh, what is it?
It's going to go to Hugh Grant as Mr. Reed in the movie Heretic. I didn't love the movie, but Grant's performance is by far the best part of it. He completely, like, without him, that movie would be fucking shit water.
And it's interesting to see him do a scary role.
Right, yeah. And he's, like, so good at it. He's, like, smart, but, like, just weird enough that you're like, is this guy gonna kill these people? He's very good at it. I would still recommend seeing the movie, even though I didn't really like it all that much, just because he's so exceptional in it. So those are the recs for this week. Heretic and To Live and Die in L.A.
You know, Willow, maybe we should start doing wickedly talented or, like, evil performances.
Evil,
like,
performances?
I've been thinking about it. I'm like, I feel like it'd give a little structure. It feels nice. And I'm like, most of the stuff we do tinges that way anyway.
We'll see. I mean, I'm going to be pissed if one week I watch a movie and, like, Leslie Nielsen is, like, really good, and they're like, I gotta give it to Anthony Hopkins.
No, you can give it to whoever you want. You can use your wickedly talented out, you know, you can say, like, maybe we'll just try and do villains, and if we don't, then it's fine.
Okay.
I've been, like, not, like, trying to pick villains, but I'm like, hey, look, if a villain has a great performance, they're getting picked.
No, yeah, of course. I mean, and most of the time, the villain is the best performance.
I wonder why that is. Maybe it's because we love
the evil.
We love evil.
I love to tie women to railroad tracks.
I was just watching a documentary where that happened.
A documentary?
Yeah, it was a little documentary about a guy tying women to railroad
tracks. The Great Train Robbery?
No, it's called, I don't know. I was going to try and pull something. I do feel like I feel like I just watched something where a guy got tied to a railroad track, but I can't remember what it was.
Wacky Races.
Wacky Races?
Yeah.
You hear about Oswald the Lucky Rabbit?
What happened?
What's new TV show coming out.
Wow.
Directed by Jon Favreau. This fucking guy.
Why do they keep...
This fucking guy making... What made he... Elf. Goated movie. Swingers. Everyone knows.
It's money, baby.
It's money. Let's zap chicks.
What if Oswald the Lucky Rabbit is a Swingers-style show?
Oz. The Lucky Rabbit.
We're doing an episode on Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
But now he's just a company man. He's just making
It sucks.
Mandalorian and Jungle Book and Oswald the
Lucky
Rabbit.
But this is what always happens to, like, Disney loves to get, like, directors that are about, like, a 6 on the competency scale, but very low on the confidence scale, and then just vulture onto them. So they did with Chloe Zhao. She won Best Picture, and they immediately were like, make a slop.
And, like, he made Iron Man. Like, he did make Iron Man. You have to give him credit for that. And there was no script, man.
Right.
They didn't have a script, man. Yeah. That's what Jeff Bridges always says.
Okay.
But, like, it doesn't matter. We're running long. We don't need to keep talking about Jon Favreau.
It's money!
If he doesn't want to come on the pod...
Only to talk about Swiggers and that one episode of The Sopranos you're on.
And thank you, Lorne, for letting us do this.
Thank you, Lorne!
Thank you, Lorne, giving us the day off today.
Thank you, Carlos the Great and Powerful.
Carlos the Great and Powerful. Big thank you to Gene Hackman.
R.I.P.
RIP.
I'm glad that you got cleared of any wrongdoing. I was scared for a moment there that you did a murder-suicide, but apparently it was fine.
Yeah.
Your wife died of rat poop disease, and you died of old.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Seems like we're going to be fine with Gene. RIP Gene. Thank you, Gene, up in heaven. I know you're listening. He was a big Oz freak.
That's true.
Thank you, Richard Pryor. And thank you, as always, Andrew Dice Clay. We are out. It's Ozcast, people. You're not supposed to get it.